The future of cosmetic surgery looks beautiful. 50 years from now, people will not ask each other if they've had aesthetic surgery. Instead, they will ask why they didn't. That's according to Dr. Ziya Salin, coming to you today from Istanbul, Turkey. He's our guest for this podcast being brought to you by Cosmetic Surgery Times. Dr. Salin says the future of cosmetic surgery is being driven by the growth of non-surgical procedures.
Some statistics from America yesterday, the non-invasive techniques, 700% more non-surgical techniques has been performed last year in America. There's also statistics from the ASAPS, the American Society of Plastic Surgery. They say that they make a questionnaire among their own members. They say 2025, the cosmetic surgery will be only 12%. The non-plastic surgeons, they say it will be much less, 5%. In 2050, there was only 3% surgery, plastic surgery.
Stem cells harvested from one's fat cells is changing the face of cosmetic procedures.
We are working with stem cells here. We can make breast enlargement with stem cell enriched fat tissue. We can inject fat into the breast and we can enlarge the breast of the ladies here by means of the stem cells. Stem cells let the fat tissue live longer. There is no host problems there. Stem cells will change the genetic code of the fat transplant so that fat will accept the new condition. In the past, when we inject fat into the breast, the fat was gone after a few months. It was dying. Now, when we mix it with stem cells, it will not die. It will stay there forever, almost forever. This is the future. For example, I want to have cheekbones or a chin enlargement. I will inject stem cells. I can harvest stem cells from fatty tissue. I can inject stem cells directly under the skin like a mesotherapy, and there's more fat cells in the human fat than in the umbilical cord. Umbilical cord, there are only 14,000 stem cells. In 100 milliliter fat tissue, there's 400,000 stem cells. I can freeze them. I can use them later. I can improve everything with this stem cell. And this stem cells is the genetic code of the patient is hidden. Patients will get old, but not the stem cell. I freeze it, and after 20 years, I can inject this patient, this 20-year-old or 20 years young, stem cells, so I can make them younger. This is the future. My daughter, she's 28. I have taken her stem cells. So when she is 50 or 60, I will freeze them. When she is 50 or 60, I will inject her stem cells again, which are 28 years old. So I can rejuvenate her with this young stem cells. This is the future.
Then there's ultrasound technology to reshape hips and noses.
It is a newborn baby, just started to walk, cannot even speak. You have to wait more years, I think. I got the UltraShape device here. I was not happy with the results. I sent my article to the Cosmetic Surgery Journal. They will publish it perhaps. It's too early to make hopes from the ultrasound. Ultrasound is uncontrolled. We don't like the ultrasound liposuction, for example, that much. Because we know that ultrasound damages the skin and the fatty tissue and the organs. There are many publications that if you damage the tissue too much, all the free radicals will come out. All the poisons, all the toxic material will come out. And then we've seen that after ultrasound liposuctions in Europe, the patients, we observe very high levels of blood fats and cholesterol and other things. After liposuction and ultrasound liposuction, we are telling our patients to make a fat-free diet because their fat in blood will increase after ultrasound procedures.
As we look into the cosmetic crystal ball, Dr. Salin says in the year 2050, acne and pimples will vanish and body infections will be prevented by vaccines.
Vaccines are ready. They've made them. They will be available in 10, 15 years for us. So we will have no dental infections, we have no acne, no facial infections. We will be free of infections.
Dr. Salin says our clothes will help us to live a healthier life by adjusting our heartbeat, blood pressure, blood sugar, and hormones through state-of-the-art chips embedded in them. And sleep will be regulated by a headpiece.
Your helmet, you can even regulate your mood. You'll be able to regulate sleep. You want to have a deep sleep for 8 hours. You just adjust your helmet and then you go to sleep and you will wake up after 8 hours. And during this sleep, your blood pressure will be regulated, your blood sugar will be regulated, your hormones will be regulated, everything will be under control.
And hunger and thirst, regulated by electronic devices, making it easier to maintain our ideal weight. Dr. Salen says many surgical operations will be performed by microscopic nanotechnology devices inserted in the body.
My cousin, he is in Princeton, he's studying there, he is associate professor there. They are building small micro devices or bulldozers to put under the skin and travel under the skin and to go to the wrinkle and cut the wrinkle off. What is a wrinkle? Wrinkle is the skin pulled down. There is a connection to the muscle or to the underlying tissue. If you send a small micro device there, which cuts this connection, undermines it, so the skin will release and the wrinkle will be gone. We will do our devices with these small microscopic machines. They are like bulldozers. They are like excavation machines. They will go under the skin and repair the whole mistake there. Physician will sit there, it's like a computer game, and then he can see on the monitor everything, and then he can do the surgery. They let the patient swallow a video camera. They can observe the whole gastrointestinal tract. We will be able to do the same on the face, or in the body, in the breast. If we got a fear of cancer or a suspect of cancer, we will send our machine there. It will inspect the tumor there in the local place before the surgery.
Dr. Salen adds the future of cosmetic procedures looks wonderful.
The best thing is I heard from a patient that day someone told her, send my best regards to your mother. She was the daughter, for example. You don't want to make people beautiful. You want to make them younger. The whole anti-aging concept has gone wrong. This is now wellness, to feel good and then to look young. It's not a matter of being beautiful. We want to look young. This is the problem here in Europe. There are so many unemployed people here. If they look old, they will not have any new job. If you're happy, you will look beautiful. If you are beautiful, you will be happy. This explains the whole thing, I think.
We've been talking with Dr. Ziya Salen, a general and cosmetic surgeon practicing in Istanbul, Turkey. He is a member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and was the president of the European Academy of Cosmetic Surgery from 2001 to 2003. This podcast is being brought to you by Cosmetic Surgery Times. Thanks for listening. I'm Lee Bretagne.